At last, I made it into a pub. I finally got to Mulligan's, one of the best pubs in Dublin, in my humble opinion. But the, even better than that, I have an extra bonus. I've come across some French people who have come to the Web Summit. And I've got one guy here who I happen to know is from Paris, right? And he's actually able to speak French. And you're from where?
I'm from Nantes. It's the west part of the France.
From Nantes or Nantes?
Nantes.
I was in Nantes this summer.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, because my family, we took Brittany Ferry from Cork to Roscoff. Then we drove from Roscoff to Royan.
Okay.
And we went via Nantes and we went via Rennes.
Okay.
And we went round the outskirts of Nantes.
Okay.
Right? So tell me your name and what are you doing at the Web Summit besides, and you have no drink.
I'm Quentin.
Where is your glass of red wine?
Oh no. Here I'm drinking only Guinness. It's very difficult to find a good Guinness in Nantes.
Yeah.
So you're doing affiliate marketing for Guinness?
No. I'm doing a cloud computing platform as a service, hosting platform. In fact, people just push their app and it's working. And I'm a spark of genius for the cloud, for the web.
You're one of the spark of genius.
Yeah.
Great. It's wonderful to meet you. What's your name?
Quentin Adam.
Say again?
Quentin Adam.
Quentin Adam.
Yes. And Adam is the last name.
And in French, that's Quentin?
Yes, Quentin Adam.
Adam. Can we please speak the proper pronunciation, right?
Quentin Adam.
Right. Now, just please tell me in French what you are doing at the Web Summit, please. In French.
Je cherche les super clients qui vont me permettre de pousser le Clever Cloud.
Sorry, I hate to say. Ireland have just scored a goal in soccer against the Faroe Islands. This is a major relief for the Irish football manager, who looks like he might be on his way out. They have scored a goal. Sorry to interrupt you. Canton,
allez-y.
Clever
Cloud, en fait, vend une plateforme as a service, donc on vend de l'hébergement. Et je suis au Web Summit pour annoncer les investisseurs de Clever Cloud et lancer la plateforme.
Et c'est la première fois que vous êtes à Dublin ?
À Dublin et au Dublin Web Summit, ouais. Première fois.
Et c'est pas le premier summit que vous êtes. Vous étiez à Le Web ?
À Le Web aussi, ouais. Les deux dernières années.
Okay, I'm going to pitch the questions in English because my French isn't that good, right?
Okay.
But look, you answer me in French, okay? You're a spark of genius. Did you have to get selected to be a spark of genius?
Oui, on doit être sélectionné pour être spark of genius. There's some formulas to do it.
How many hoops did you have to jump through to be called a spark of genius?
Oh, just one, I think.
Yeah, I think it's just you fill a subscription and then the jury goes over what you've written and they tell you if you're in or not in.
And Philippe, that's your name. Are you also a spark of genius?
Yes, my name is Philippe and I'm both a start attendees and a spark of genius.
And did you two guys meet before you met in the pub this evening?
Actually, no.
Actually, no.
No. He wrote to me a few days ago saying we should meet in Mulligan's because it's such a great place in Dublin.
So, hang on. Has Mulligan's got a reputation in France?
Seems so.
Yes. And the best pub in Nantes, called the Mulligan's too, is the best place for drinking whiskey in Nantes.
Oh, right.
For drinking whiskey?
Whiskey, yeah.
But not Guinness?
Not Guinness, no. They serve another beer. Very difficult to find Guinness in Nantes.
Look, Nantes is a place that interests me because I believe that there's a massive shipyard. It would have been the center of the French shipping. Is that wrong or right?
Yes. Very close to Saint-Nazaire. It's very big ship with big ships, yes. With a company called STX working on very big projects and Airbus and all this kind of thing. Lots of big high-level industry.
And when did you come to Dublin? I mean, today is what day? Today is Tuesday. Did you arrive today?
No, I come in Sunday.
Okay, so you've had a little bit of time to soak up the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Okay, can you contrast it with, say, I don't know, Paris or Marseille in France, you know? Is there, what are the similarities and differences in what you see?
I think the pub culture is very different. When we come in a bar in France, it's not like this, and the beer is expensive in France. And all the people are coming here for eat and drinking beer together, and it's not like that in France.
Do Irish people drink too much, in your opinion?
No. Before cloud computing, I was in video game industry. People don't drink too much.
You're a gamer. You're a gamer. I have to tell you, folks, that he is dressed just like a gamer. He's got dark. He's got jeans on that look well worn, but he's wearing a gamer's top. In my opinion, it's black. Right? You know how all these gamers do? They wear black. Isn't that right? The uniform of gamers. Right? Yeah. Are you really a gamer?
Not really, no. But in a time, I was, but now I create the game.
Are you a software developer or are you a software designer?
Software developer. But now I'm a CEO.
Do you write code? Oh, you're a CEO?
Yeah.
Is that, you know, do you have the phrase in French, chief everything officer?
In France, we say président directeur général.
It's not so much fun.
It's very, you know.
Okay, look, tell me, I've got to ask you one question for my own benefit. Forgive me doing this, but I have to ask you. I want to ask each of you the question, so I'll give you time to think, right? But this is, you're both entrepreneurs, yeah? You're developing business, right? And I want to ask you, what advice would you give to other entrepreneurs about what they should do to develop their brand, right?
Their brand, right?
What advice would you give to an entrepreneur to develop their brand?
I mean,
first of all, I have to ask you, do you use the word brand in France?
Yeah, we say marque.
Marque, okay, marque. Okay, we talk about marque. La marque, yeah?
I think I would really stick to, we tried a lot of things with our product for that name, and I think just focus on your product. Build a good product and the brand will follow. Just make your customer happy.
And yourself, what would you say? The CEO now, I got to ask the CEO.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what your job title is, actually.
I'm CEO too.
Oh, you're both CEOs. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
But I do code.
Yes, me
I'm
too.
I'm a coding CEO.
You're a coding CEO.
Yeah.
One of the few in France.
A CEO who codes, right? Yeah, yeah.
By the way,
the rest of my team lets me code, which is not so.
Have you ever heard of a movement or an organization called Coder Dojo?
Yeah, of course.
There's Coder Dojo everywhere in France.
Speak to Bill Lau, right? Bill Lau, who is a supporter of, and speak to James Welton, right?
Okay.
Speak to James Welton and Bill Lau. Say something to them about Coder Dojo.
Yeah, no, we really hear a lot about Coder Dojo in France. So it's actually, I think Liam is hosting a Coder Dojo event in France every 2 months.
Yeah, I think.
I think they're in the same space.
Yeah, I think.
If you want to ask him to come over. We'll ask him about Coder Dojo.
Liam.
He's a busy man. I'll do a separate audio book about Coder Dojo in France, right?
Please do.
Yeah.
Okay, so look, your advice about branding, any advice?
I think the most important thing in a startup is the team. So I think build a good team, and the good team will make the brand, and the brand will diffuse. And the most important thing is about the pitch, I think, for the brand. One time, I made a pitch for a startup, or just a startup weekend. And 1 year after, every people I met speak about this brand. Because the team was great, the pitch was great, and the brand was great. So I think all is about the team in the startup, so the brand too.
So do you tell a very human story about your development of your business?
Yeah.
Are you actually making it quite human?
I'm making right human, I think. People have to be connected with your story, so they have to be human.
In France, do you use the word l'histoire?
Actually.
Is that a big word in France, l'histoire?
Yeah, actually, we we're working with a company who helped us build our French brand, which is called Stories Out, because we want to get your stories out to the rest of the world.
The company is called Stories Out.
Yeah.
I have a very big interest in this because my own company.
Yeah, when you talk to me about this, I should tell you about Stories Out.
I want to link with other great story, other companies.
Exactly.
You know?
Get your stories out to the world. Yeah.
Oh, great. After we finish this audiobook, you must give me details and
of course.
Can build a connection and
sorry, people try to
of course.
I think we're not.
This is Philippe now. This is Philippe.
We're not speaking for France. We're speaking for French startup, which is probably very different. But we've been infused with the Anglo-Saxon culture about getting your stories, connecting to people, that kind of thing.
And you call that an Anglo-Saxon?
I think our marketing is really coming outside of Anglo-Saxon culture. You're so much better than us at this.
In the summer, I spent some time with Remy Martin.
Uh-huh.
By the way, just in case I give you the wrong impression, not as a consultant, as a visitor to Remy Martin. And I had an amazing experience visiting their center of their business in Cognac,
in the town
of Cognac itself. And it was very interesting the way they told their story and the way the woman who was doing the presentation presented their company.
Yeah, yeah. For everything which is related to either luxury product or good life product, France is really incredible.
But they were working from branding. It was a branding idea. Yeah. They were working from values. Terroir.
I agree. But I think for those people who build a real product which is rooted in France, old culture, it's not a brand issue. It's just the way they are, which is why it goes through and people really connect with it.
I love the way you use that phrase, the way we are, right?
The way they are, because
the way they are. Okay, but it's a bit like, you know, look, it's not an act.
No, it's not an act.
It's not something you put on.
Oh.
Now, you're speaking a language that my business lives with. We only want to work with people of a certain type. And I want to discourage other people from coming to us, right? I mean, if you want to build a brand any other way, go to somebody else.
Yeah, we could always advertise.
But hang on, tell me about you. You're a coder, right?
Yeah, I'm a coder. I started,
in your heart, you began. Now, Bill Lau, who is one of the helpers, huge supporters of Coder Dojo movement, said to me recently that all great coders need to be poets.
I don't know. I think coding is putting your brain into matter. So it's coding. It's the ultimate power of the spirit or of the brain. Because when you're an engineer, you build a bridge or something. You need a lot of tools and a lot of people, and it's long. When you code, it's directly from your brain to something which happened. So maybe you're a poet, maybe. Like mathematician can be a poetry too.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it's the same thing.
But look,
you build it in your head, and it's real.
Okay, forget all this bloody business stuff. What do you think of Ireland, really? Have you been here before?
No, it's my first time. I arrived at 4 p.m. It's 8:30. So really, the three things I can say is, well, people are really nice. Really. Really friendly, and second thing, weather is great. Really, it's much better than in Paris. Much better.
You're very lucky.
Yeah, probably I am. And you were speaking about difference between Paris, Marseille, and Dublin. So the thing that struck me walking there was so many people in the street, like in Marseille. Maybe it's because of the weather, but so many people walking in the street, so it's nice. Then I'll tell you more in 3 days, I guess.
Okay, look. Philippe, it's wonderful to talk to you. I feel very, very fortunate
me too,
I have stumbled into the French enclave in here. Thank you so very much. Now, look, give your own business a little bit of a plug. Tell people how to get in touch with you.
Yeah, so what we do, we have a service called Write That Name, which keep your address book.
Écris ce nom.
Write that name. Exactly, which automatically keep your address book up to date by extracting information from your incoming emails. So just try it. Write that.name.
I will. And your Twitter name is?
Philippe Laval. Or write that name. My Twitter name is write that name in a single word.
It's a pleasure to meet you.
Yeah, thank you.
Merci beaucoup.
Thank you.